You can either stop here or to go a little further. I'd like for you to imagine in this calm spaciousness a place in nature that is deeply grounding, deeply containing for you. And in this place, I'd like you to imagine a large enough body of water that a really solid, strong boat dock could be built out into. Take some time to imagine what the air would feel like in this place against your skin. What the smells that your nose would take in would be. The sounds you would hear in your particular grounded place. Now, in this place of peace, I'd like you to build a boat dock in your mind from the solid earth out far into the water with pilings that reach down deep and create a solid base for this dock. Now, the wood that you're using to build this dock is unique. A few of the boards are you boards. Those are you, yourself. And then a few of the boards are God boards. And some more you boards and God boards. So this dock is made up of you and God. The boards all mixed in with each other. Take time and attention to build this dock. Now, as this dock is built, however long it takes you, when you're done, I would like for you to draw your attention to what it would feel like for the warm sun to beat down upon this solid God and you dock. What it would feel like for the water to lap up against the pylons that hold it in place. What it feels like to be solid in this peaceful place. Now, if you're like most people, you're having a difficulty staying with this imagery. You're having all kinds of thoughts and feelings that are threatening to draw your attention away from what I'm asking you to do. And that's okay, that's human. What could be very helpful to you would be if you could take each one of those thoughts or feelings, anything that comes in that is distracting you from being able to be mindful of this process, and place each one of those on a boat that is a little bit out from the dock. Just see the thought, see the feeling, and place it on a boat. Then I'd like to encourage you to actually watch that boat floating by while you tell it that there's no space on the dock right now for it to land or be moored. This is just time for the dock to be the dock. And try to watch that thought or that feeling on the boat just float by. Let it go by. If it's important, it will come back. And then as quickly as you can, try to draw your attention away from that boat floating by and back to the dock and see if you can't find again what it feels like to be the still, solid dock, a few U-boards and God-boards. Feel the solidity until another thought or feeling comes up and you need to put it on a boat and watch it float by. The important thing is not to try to get rid of the thoughts so much as it is to allow them to be there floating by and to practice drawing your attention back to feeling solid, to feeling surrounded, to feeling deeply one with God. Drawing your attention from the boats back to the dock. When you're ready or need to re-enter the dailiness of life, take a moment and try to see if you can't memorize the feeling of the warmth of the sun, the quietness of the surroundings, the gentle sound of the water. So that the next time that you feel dysregulated and disrupted, you can come back to this solid place that exists at all times.